You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Sorry, Dad. I don't get it.
What do you mean? It's the magic of compound interest.
Okay, first off, it's not magic. It's math. And what do I care what happens in the future? I have some money right now.
Do you remember that article we were reading last week? The one about how scientists tracked down the collision in space that happened 160 million years ago?
Yeah, so?
Yeah, well, check out this 160 million year old flashback.
Wow, is it on 8-track tape?
Shush!
On a speeding cruiser, somewhere in space.
Dude!
Oh, crud!
Zorg, dude! You totally smashed your dad's ship right into that asteroid. Didn't you hear me warn you?
Warn me? Flap, all you said was, dude.
Exactly. You really slammed into that thing, too.
It wasn't my fault. It had a stoplight.
Stoplight? Dude, that's a red giant. Wow, there's asteroid bitch floating all over the place.
Not good.
And check out that dent. You totally scraped the paint off the port thruster onto that rock. Like, what color is that anyway? Fuchsia?
Does it matter?
Guess not. Your dad's gonna artificially gravity you for life.
Oh, crud.
Dude, you're totally hung up on that crud thing, dude. Watch it, dude. Here comes the police.
Oh, crud. Crud, crud, crud.
Pitiful, dude.
All right, son. Where's the St. Elmo's fire?
Good evening, officer.
We're in space, son. What makes you think it's evening?
Oh, crud.
My friend's a bit shaken up, officer.
I should think so. Great Milky Way in the moonlight. Look at this mess. I'll need to see your license and registration, son.
Yes, officer. Flap, could you get the registration? It's in the claw compartment.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Sure thing, dude. Here you are, officer.
And my license.
Great gravity well of Betelgeuse. This is a learner's permit. You're not supposed to be way out here past the Oort cloud.
Sorry, officer. I think my GPS is out of whack.
Your what?
His GPS, officer, dude. Galactic plane sensor.
And who might you be?
I am Flep, officer.
I suggest you zip your floppin' lip, Flep.
Yes, sir.
Best genetic mutation ever, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, officer, my dad is gonna liquefy me when he finds out what happened.
Well, seeing as this is your first offense, and no one was hurt, I guess I can let you off with a warning this time. But just this once. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir. Thank you, officer.
Yeah, yeah. Just be careful on your way back to, SETI Alpha 6, is it?
I will. Thank you, officer.
Yeah.
Wow, that was close.
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm.
Unzip your lip, Flep.
I said, there's one thing I don't understand, dude.
What's that?
Like, why didn't the space bags deploy?
Oh, crud. Well, at least there was no real harm done.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that have to do with the future or compound interest?
Remember the rest of the article?
On Earth, 95 million years later, in the age of the dinosaur.
Hey, Rex, what's that big thing coming out of the sky?
Don't know, Bronto. Kinda looks like a rock.
Yeah. Except for that long purple streak on the side.
It's not so much purple as kind of a fuchsia, really.
Yeah, maybe you're...
Oh, I get it.
Good.
I should spend my money now, because you never know when a fuchsia-colored rock will fall out of the sky and kill us all.
I'm really bad with analogies.
You got that right, friend.
Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.